The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle streaming radio. That's what we are right now. But this is one of the favorite shows under Motivation and Muscle of mine. It's called 5 for 15. Talk about inspiration. We do get in your face and big time. You've heard it. People love the show. It downloads like crazy. But the biggest thing about this show that I want to stress is I want to tell everybody there are no losers in this game, and everybody's being told this, that, you can't do it, why do you want to try it? Especially nowadays, I see it more and more rearing its ugly head, especially with a lot of kids. You know, I train kids here, and some of the stories they tell me right down to their coaches, it's total BS. I'm telling you right now, we got a show for you today, and we've got Janelle Peek on with me today, and if you haven't listened to the introduction of her show recently, you need to do it. As I told Janelle offline, I have quite a few women slash girls on here. I like calling them girls, but it's not everybody likes that, but it's great. We've got the best people in the world here, and we've got the best women, I'm telling you right now, and they're starting to mount up more and more. And we're getting the attitude I love. I was telling her, you know, I give everybody a pretty long leash, and that's the best way to do it. We don't get into other things, and that's fine with me, and I don't want it. We are total positive. Move you. We might offend you a little bit, but that might get your ass off the ground and get moving. So before I bring Janelle in, we're going to talk. We're going to go back and forth on a subject called First Strike. So, Janelle, welcome back to the show, and welcome to 5 for 15.
Thanks, Eric. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be great.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun.
I know.
And as I told Janelle, we'll give all our information out at the end, but we're going to get cranking because we're already into 2 minutes. All right, First Strike. We talked a little bit offline. What does that mean to you?
First Strike?
Yeah.
First strike. Well, it can mean one of two things, really. You know, I think about baseball. First strike is that, you know, you missed the point, something like that, right? Got to pick up the pace. Or first strike could be first opportunity. That's generally how I look at things right now. I got a first strike, a first opportunity to pounce on something. That's something that's worth my time, something that I'm really excited about. That's the first thing I'm going to strike, you know?
Yep. Yeah. No, absolutely. And as I said, we were talking about this. You know, you've got to be the one to take the responsibility, go after the things you love to do and the passion you have for things. But I also look at first strike in a different manner, too. And I was telling Janelle offline, you know, when you're doing big things, when you have big goals, you know, she and I both have businesses. We're trying to grow our business. Well, I don't use that word try. We are growing our business.
Yeah.
Yeah, we take a lot of lumps to the head, to the chin. We probably get – well, I know I do. I'll go back to Janelle in a moment. I'm not going to speak for her. I've taken a lot of heat from a lot of family, a lot of friends. You know, well, you're doing all these great things. How come you're not making X, Y, Z, and how come you're not driving and this and all that? And people that really care about you – at least you think they do. Sometimes that stuff can, it might bother me for 30 seconds now. It doesn't anymore like it did. But people can hit you with lightning, you know, that first strike, which can knock you right on your heels and sometimes can slow you down. I don't want to say indefinitely, but a lot of people it does. It puts you in a position where you're second guessing yourself. Now, here's what I say to do. Number one, if there are people that are close to you that are hurting you, you feel, or it's a constant negative in your life, I hate to say this to you because I've had to do it, you got to cut them out of your life.
That's right.
And I know that sounds very harsh to a lot of people, but you got to learn to take care of yourself. Number two, I learned this Well, there's another thing Janelle can comment on, because I had Carmen Caputo on here yesterday, and we really got into the Italian temper and all that, and he and I sound like carbon copies of each other. Here's the deal. I learned this, and this is because of my temper that I've tempered with business. If you're worried about what people think of you or what they say about you, you're not doing your business, and that means your business suffers, and that means you're the one that hurts, and I will not do that to myself anymore. I like pain, but it's not that type of pain, all right? Thirdly, I think, you know, I'm talking from a male perspective. I love testosterone. I love being a man. I'm not going to lie to you. I like holding doors for women. I like giving women compliments. I like women giving me compliments. I like my girlfriend, whoever it is at the time, when we go out, I want them looking at her. I don't care. I'm not jealous of things like that. So when I do things with anybody, I strike every time, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. That's my makeup. I think it's a lot of the Italian in me too. And like I said, I love that life. So Janelle, you got the floor. Anything you want to say, hit it.
You got it, man. So no, I like what you said and everything. You know, but I'm going to flip that. I like being a strong woman, you know, I love seeing the shift in the fitness industry and allowing women to just be proud of their strength. I just got back from the Women's Fitness Summit, actually, in Kansas City. And most of the whole conference was about just loving your strength and defining what it means to be strength, you know, physical strength, mental strength and stuff like that. And also, you know, how you carry yourself through life when things can get like very, very difficult or very, very challenging. That's all of that is strength. And I think that's, you know, the number one thing that I love about what I do for a living. You know, I love being strong. I love getting stronger. I love teaching other people to be strong. And also now, like, seeing how that helps, like, women carry their strength as well, too. It's great. So,
No, I totally agree. And I think one thing that, bothers me in a lot of ways is this me against you crap all the time. And there's certain people out there that want that. But I said to Janelle before we came on, just some of the things that have happened now, and I'll make this brief, but it really goes to what we're talking about with a first strike and how it can be a positive or a negative. And a negative you can take and turn around to the biggest explosion in your head you've ever done. Martin Janzik is a very famous stone lifter, and he just got done with Bill Crawford doing a big stone tour. I believe David Webster. I don't know who else was there. We're going to find out Saturday when Bill's on. But here's a gentleman that we just know each other through name. And we went back and forth with Facebook the other day, and here he is right off the bat offering, if you come to Scotland like you talk about next year, I'll take you on a stone tour. And this is what I want to convey to the men and women in our family out there that listen to the show. There is no me, you, or whatever. You know, you learn if you want to succeed a lot of times in life, and most of the time, you got to create. It's almost like an army of lifters. I don't care who's on my side, left or right. If you're warriors the way I am, you're going to cover my back and I'm going to cover yours no matter what. I don't care if you're male or female. I could care less.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter to me. Right?
Absolutely.
And the thing that we fixate on way too much now is, well, I can do what you can do. You can do what I do. You know something? I don't give a damn. If you can go out and lift more than me, good for you. I'm going to cheer you on all the way. But I'm not going to sit there and battle you back and forth to see who's better. I'm not wasting energy like that anymore. I'd rather go, instead of battling with Janelle, I'd rather go and see if I could pick up a 450-pound stone, all right? That's where I want to direct my power. And I believe men and women, when I walk into Janelle's place, say, and I see the things she's doing, if I like what she's doing and I see how hard she's working and I know she is, and she's building a business that's growing and growing and growing, she's got my instant respect. All right, but the problem is it's just too much of this back and forth crap, and that goes with relationships and everything, man. I don't deal well with any of that anymore, and I will get up usually and excuse myself politely, and that will be the last time. The only thing you're going to be seeing on me is the back of my ass as I'm walking out the door. So why waste your time on that? How about just getting better? When things happen, you know how to handle them. And even if you don't, you figure out a way to do it. That's why I said about – we talked, I believe, on the first show with Janelle was – when you're out on your own, you know, she's like me. Well, I got let go, but she decided she had enough with business, conventional business. Your creativity gets turned right on. I think your personality blows out totally. You become – because you're happy, man. You're not walking around pissed off all the time. You hate your job. You hate your family. You hate your spouse, girlfriend, boy, whatever it is. I'm telling you, the change is real. So go ahead, take it. I don't want to
keep rocking. Yeah, definitely. No, that brings me back to when I left my job working for a hospital here in Pittsburgh. I was doing, like, social work at the time, you know, with everything, with every case you could possibly imagine, you know. And I walked out of it because I just felt like it wasn't serving me anymore. And I can tell you, like, I didn't feel like I was myself at that place. And, you know, some people are good with that kind of work, right? But yep. I really decided that physical fitness and training was the route for me. And the more that I tapped into that, like even with my own physical training, or the more I let my brain go and just started thinking, what would my business look like? Who do I want to work with? That, like, it just, you know, things just started working out and stuff like that. I became exactly who I wanted to become at the end of the day. And there's a lot of freedom and empowerment and just being who you are. And I, you know, found something that resonates with me, and here I am on your show and doing other things and traveling and teaching seminars. It's awesome. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, you know, and that's what I say to people. I mean, you know, who would ever think that we're almost 2 years into this show now, when most of them only last 90 days. Mm-hmm. Who would ever think, you know, I'd have the honor of meeting you, obviously, through the show and all the other people that have been on, and they say the same thing to me, and we always get something from one another on a show. And you're part of a family now that the big picture, 30 years down the road, we plan on being on. Do you realize the amount of people we're going to help? Do you realize how we're going to help ourselves? Because every time you help somebody else, you're helping yourself. You're growing. You're maturing. You're becoming smarter. You know, you come up with ideas for better products. You know, as I told you offline, I can't say this really online because some of this stuff is not finalized. There's stuff going on here that when people hear this, when it all happens in the next year, they're going to be shaking their head, because I'm getting plenty of stuff from people now. How the hell did you ever pull off all this stuff so quick, and now you're streaming radio? Well, I'll tell you quickly. I've been hit by rockets all over the place when we talk about First Strike, but I've never lost sense or purpose of what I wanted to do. And I'm telling you right now, after, you know, and I'll get right to you because I want to hear what you say to this. I want to tell everybody, you get hit enough and you dish it back enough, the blows to you aren't as bad as you think they are at that point, because something inside you starts taking over. And I don't know if I want to say it's innate intelligence, if it's your beliefs. You know, we don't bring religion in here a lot, but, you know, if you have a deep belief in God, whatever it is for you, something will propel you to these great things, and it will be a culmination of so many things, whether it's some things you read or you listen to stuff on YouTube with variant people that are inspirational for a half an hour a day. You get up maybe 15 minutes early, and you go outside, maybe you stretch or you have a cup of coffee like I do, and I'll sit my ass on the picnic table and just daydream. All right? All these things. I'm telling you right now, you will find your life change drastically for the better. And like Janelle said, you know, you're daydreaming, you're thinking, what will my business look like in a year? Where will I be? Where am I going to live maybe in 3 years? Where is my personal life going to take off to? All these things. And you know what the fun of it is? It's all happening without you even knowing. Right. You keep putting out the positive stuff. As they say, the law of attraction, you know, what you think and believe – you will achieve, and you will bring these people into your life, and you will do magnificent things. So go ahead and take it.
Yeah, definitely. That's just – these are laws of the universe. I'm with a coach right now who's teaching me about this. The more positivity you put out, the more that you can receive. And it sounds simple and kind of weird and woo-woo, but it really does work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think, too, there's a sense that once you see your life start to come together, like, for example, where I'm taking my business now, doing a lot more private training, and now I'm just, you know, launching my pressing seminars and things of that nature, it's giving me a sense of empowerment, but I also feel like resilient as well. You know, you overcome those challenges, you keep recovering from them, you keep bouncing back. And that's really, I think, what keeps my head level, because, you know, business can be crazy sometimes.
Sure.
And,
it can.
Yep. Yeah. And, but I love it. Like, achieving the goal, something happens to try to tell me that I can't achieve the goal, then I go back and get the goal. You know, I think I love that about being an entrepreneur and just living my own life. There's just having that resilience built up and just refining your trade day after day after day is what really, one, makes you successful, but two, gives you, you know, that sense, like I said, that sense of empowerment, that's and that positive vibe that you have moving into your work every day. So
no, you're right.
What's not to love? So.
No, there's nothing to love. And the point is, once you've taken these strides, you can't go back.
Exactly.
So you put yourself in a spot where you're either going to crawl out of the hole or you're going down to the abyss like that. And, you know, I did the same thing. I mean, I had a very high-paying job in IT. I've been out 3 years. I wouldn't go back if they offered me $100,000 to come back, because I don't have that anymore. I don't have the ability to sit down and do that stuff anymore. It's all gone. And it was a good part of my life because it paid for all those great trips and all that equipment I've got and all the things I've built. But there comes a point in your life where when things happen, you've got to make a decision and you got to move quickly.
Right.
Sitting around feeling sorry or hemming and hawing, that's not going to work. So I feel that I made the right move. And, you know, granted, I'm not anywhere near what I was making monetarily. I live on a shoestring pretty much, but there's always something that happens that I get by to the next step. And the reason why that happens is because I push beyond push. All right. I won't take no for an answer. I could have the worst shit day in the world, but I'll come back again. I know now when things are going bad, get up and walk away. Walk away. Don't sit there and keep trying to beat your head against the wall, because it's not going to do what you need to do. So when we're, you know, all these things that are coming at us with business, with people, and we call it the first strike, these things are real. And you do have the ability in you, every one of us, to make the dream and the life you really want. But if you don't have the resilience to do it, if you don't have the drive, and you need lots of drive, lots of discipline, lots of not taking no, like I said, not sitting there and let people beat the snot out of you. It's all these things. And I think a lot of today's world is more of a docile society. It's more of like, I hear people all the time say, well, I'll give it a try. Well, you won't give it a try with me. You will not work here. All right. There is no give it a try here. You're going to do it. We're going to get through it. And we're going to fix whatever we got to fix, no matter what we've got to change and do. You give me that much, and I promise you, you'll have success with me. But if you come in here with the head drooped down and the puppy eyes, and you know, I hear this, oh, I just don't know. Well, you got to go somewhere else and find somebody that just don't know with you, because you're not going to make it. Janelle?
Yeah.
Give us whatever you got, and we're going to wind the show up, but take your time whenever you're ready.
Yeah, so you're talking about how you view certain circumstances, right, when you approach work, when you approach a lift, when you approach whatever, right? So it's what I think is really interesting, and I'm diving into more of this now, is how easy it is to choose to be successful or choose not to, because that's really what it comes down to. Do you want to be good at what you want to do? All right, make that decision and become that thing. I think sometimes we get caught up in life, you know, life circumstances, things like that, and we tend to get in our own way of achieving something. So if anybody's listening to – for those of you guys listening to this, like, I would challenge you to really believe that you can achieve any level of success that you can, whether that's, you know, hitting a powerlifting PR, growing your business, or whatever – but to not get in your own way. Don't let the fear or those random life circumstances that can pop up, because they always do, stop you like dead cold from moving forward. Okay, you got to believe yep. and know and do, and that's my 2 cents there.
Well, that's a good 2 cents because you know what I say all the time, and we'll wind this right up. But how many times do you really need to be reminded? I think all of us do. I mean, I remind myself of stuff every day. I said yesterday with Carmen, three things, and then we'll get this all done. But these are very important, and I want to hear what you think. A great college professor, my favorite one in all my business, was a guy named Frank Klein. Big man. He coached semi-pro football, and, you know, right away I hit it off from him just from being physical looking without even knowing him. And he was one of the greatest people I've ever met. And he used to say, especially in marketing classes, repetition, repetition, repetition. I used to say, God almighty, don't say it again, will you? God! But now, I wish, I don't know if he's alive. I wish him well. I hope he finds us if he still is. Thank you, Frank, for that. Number two, my father used to say to us as kids, right up to the point where my father passed away, be a leader, not a follower. Real important. That was another thing. Come on, Dad, enough. And then John Ridge, who was my chiropractor for years, and when my father passed away, John would have been in his age bracket. And John and I were very good friends, and John was quite a mentor for me. And John and I used to, we'd get in arguments, but we'd always walk away still friends. And he used to, you know, we'd talk about Anthony. He was a big pusher for this business for me because, you know, being an entrepreneur himself. And he was a very positive guy for me because, you know, you go through times and I'm very careful who I speak to about personal things. That's the Italian in me for sure. There's no doubt about it. Very guarded like that. I have to really trust you to talk to you. But he used to say something to everybody, and it'll happen right now. He used to tell you, everybody, as you walked out the door, keep smiling. And I'd always get a grin from ear to ear whenever he said that, because I'm grinning right now because two simple words, and what does it conjure up from you? So positive, man. It makes you just – it changes your whole thought. Look, I'll give it to you, and then we got Andy, because I could do this another half hour with you. But God, what do you think? I mean, what do you think about those three things, really?
Thinking, knowing, doing. I have to come back to that, you know?
Yeah.
Again, like I already said it, but, like, not stopping yourself short of success and things like that, you know?
Yep.
I have an assignment that was given to my coach, and this has totally made all the difference in terms of my own personal development with my business because I rebranded and now I'm doing a lot more private training seminars, like I said
sure.
earlier. But
yep.
we're talking about repetition, you know, and being a leader. Well, I
yep.
had to actually stop for a moment and actually visualize what my being a leader would look like. So I did one thing, but twice a day. 15-minute meditation as soon as I wake up in the morning before I do anything else, and I envision where I want to be as an entrepreneur, as a fitness professional, as, like, you know, physically even in my mind. And I do the same thing for 15 minutes right before I go to bed. So there's my
yep.
repetition. That's something I do daily that I don't miss
yep.
that helps
yep.
me just get into my mental zone in terms of actually, you know, believing that these things can come to fruition.
Yep.
You know, I go into my workday then, or I come home from work, or, you know, I'm up doing my blogs or whatever, and just by doing that alone, one, I'm more relaxed, so I'm more productive, but two, I'm actually seeing these things that I'm dreaming about, envisioning coming to life, and I can,
yep.
you know, lead and direct my life that way. So I guess my point with that being my personal repetitive process is these daily meditations that I do. I envision
yep.
myself being the leader, and therefore I can move forward and become that leader. It's really that simple. There's not a lot of – I don't believe that there's a lot of, like, hard work that I'm doing right now. It's just consistent work. It's smart work. It's
yep.
planning, organizing, creating, all these things. And, you know, we don't have to live a life of, like, hardships or struggles with our businesses and stuff like that. If we believe that we can be successful, then we will. We just have to remain consistent and
yep.
persevere. Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely. Why don't you give out any, you know, information where everybody can get a hold of you? I'll give mine, and we'll sign off for today, please.
Yeah, you got it. This is Janelle Picas, dual certified level 2 kettlebell instructor with Strong First and Dragon Door. You can find me on my website, www.janellepica.com. That's www.janellepica.com. You can also get into my mailing list when you visit the website. And stay tuned, because I am now booking my military press seminars. I've got one coming up in Toronto in November at the Leaders Gym, and I should be out in Minneapolis in a couple of months doing one as well. So look for me all around the globe, folks. We're getting stronger.
That's good. You know, we might do some of that next year, so I might be contacting you to join us.
Great. Let's set it up, man.
We're gonna be doing a lot of things if things go as planned, and I'm over Iceland, Spain, and Scotland. I mean, we're going to be doing podcasts from there, especially when we're lifting stones if we got Wi-Fi. So think about how wild that will be, you know?
Oh,
I mean, you're going to be – it'll be like you're sitting right in the pit with us. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. This is 5 for 15. You know, you can get a hold of me at Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. I'm all over Facebook, Eric Fiorello, Motivation Muscle. Go even out to MotivationandMuscle.com. Leave a comment about this show. We want to hear what you think. If there's things you'd like to hear us talk about, you know, we'll consider anything. And now Janelle's joined our 5 for 15 hit squad here. So we're going to have her on as much as we can get her here among everybody else. All I can say, everybody, is like my dad always said, be a leader, not a follower. And as I always say, too, don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Because I'm telling you right now, we're coming. Tell 100 of your friends. If you haven't heard of us, guess what? We're not going to knock on your door. We're going to break your door down and come in and get you. We want you to be part of our family. I thank everybody for listening for 5 for 15. Janelle, thanks for coming on.
Oh, no problem, man. Anytime.
Thank you. So for Janelle Pica, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening, and we will have her on again soon. Have a great week, everybody, and think good.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.